Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm with Scott Sandlin, the Vice President of Marketing and Product Design with Shaw Industries. Scott, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start with you just for a second. I want to talk about Shaw's 50th and a really cool employee event that you had last week. But before we get there, real quick background, a lot of people that know you in the business know that you were head of marketing at Shaw over carpet, and then you spent several years as the vice president of hard surface, and now you're back over marketing with another dimension to it. And I applaud this, by the way, because, you know, schools like Wharton and Kellogg would tell you this is the way you need to structure it. But you're now back over vice president of marketing and product. So that's a big change for you, isn't it?
It's a big change for our company. Yeah, big change for me, big change for our company. For our first 50 years, essentially, product development, product design reported through our manufacturing ranks. And when Hao Long, who did a marvelous job with it, retired last year, we decided to change it up a little bit.
So another comment I'd like to make, if you don't mind, is you're also achieved last year, and I think you're going to do it again, you're an Iron Man.
Oh, you should. Yeah, I can tell you, my wife calls me an Iron Boy. So, yeah, you can. But you didn't need to bring that up.
I'm actually very impressed, and I don't mean a mini. I don't mean you did a half Iron Man. You did the whole thing, so congratulations on that. That takes some discipline.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get to the 50th, Shaw's 50th. You know, 1967, Star Dying bought Philadelphia. I guess that was Bob and Bud. And, you know, 50 years later, look at, you know, this $5 billion company, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. 50 years later. I've been here for 30 of it, but it's been a great story.
All right, so you did this employee. Most people know Shaw's got about 20,000 employees. You had this event at the Dalton Convention Center, and you had about 4,000 employees come in. It was a day-long event, and I guess you were telling me just a minute ago, it's amazing how many people that work at Shaw have spent their lives working at Shaw, right?
It was amazing. I was a greeter to start the day off at the front door. I got there about 7:30, and about 15 minutes in, what I started doing was taking a selfie with anybody who had been here 40 years or more. And it was amazing. For the next 2 hours, I was taking constant pictures. And again, I just did 40 years or greater. The greatest I heard was 48, which if you think about it, it's almost physically. How's that work? And I did selfie after selfie, and I was tweeting them out, and I literally couldn't keep up with it for 2 hours, for 40 years. It was really humbling.
Now, you had almost like a trade show display that had a lot of panels up that gave some of the story of the history of the company. And then you had a series of speakers, people getting up and talking about not only length of service, but some of the things that were most important to them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We had 12 speakers and from a lot of our managers and leaders. And really, I think the biggest theme was the difference we've made, not only on the associates, our customers, but really in the community. That's one of the things. Think about this community without the Shaw Associates. North Georgia, you know, you've lived it. I mean, North Georgia, Chattanooga, it's amazing the impact we've had. And then really the theme, the speakers I heard most of all was, we're proud of 50, but we're going to be more proud of the next 50. That was kind of the theme all day from the speakers as we pressed through it all.
In addition to the speakers, what was the focus for the day for those that attended?
Kemp, the focus was our Shaw Associates. From the minute they walked in on the red carpet, we had the red carpet, and we were taking photos of them as they walked in because they're the true award winners at Shaw. All the way through the day of things they could get and earn, we gave $1,000 away every hour. And one of the most amazing things to me was the Shaw store. They could buy Shaw merchandise at a reduced price, by the way. And the lines were literally 20 and 30 people deep all day long. So it was really about our associates and just the pride that we have.
So along that saying that your most important asset is your people, right?
We live it. That's who we are.
One of the things about this, a message to take home, is yes, you've made 50, and you're building the foundation for that amount of time again, at least, right?
We are. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough I get to spend a lot of time with our executive management. You know, I look at those guys, and they literally make decisions on how to ensure this company will be here another 50. So how many people can go home and lay their head down at night and really say that's what their executives are focused on?
You know, it doesn't hurt that you're owned by Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett. And, you know, he's kind of got the same message. I read his shareholder letter, and he's talking about how great it is to be in America, how bright the future is if we continue to focus in the right areas, right?
Absolutely. His message is simple. He said, where else would you have this opportunity? And I saw on television last night, I shouldn't watch it, but we're the seventh best country to live in. I'm not sure who did that poll, but I disagree with that one.
So having spent time with carpet and then hard surface, we've watched some of the trends. And you got one of the products you're rolling out right now is, you know, kind of a combination of some things, and but you're taking it kind of into a new marketplace, this Floragami. It's a, you know, modular, which has been mostly focused in commercial. And you guys are building a beautiful product now, kind of centered toward residential, right?
I'll tell you, I think modular floor covering is going to be a trend for the next 10 to 15 years. And you know, we've had Broadloom, and Broadloom's been great, and we're going to continue to use inspired design for Broadloom products. But as you get into the home, I think you'll see more modular and really intricate designs from taking things and quarter turning them and doing different things with surfaces and structures and so forth. So we are intent on making Floragami a success. I won't say too much more about it because we're early on it, but we're working hard on it to create a whole new. It's really we want it to be disruptive for the category.
So as we look at 17 and you guys look at the outlook, you feel good about where things are headed this year and into the future?
I feel good just because I think there's so much pent-up demand in the home out there, especially in the retail space, that our opportunities are really bright from that perspective. Builder will get better. The new construction market never got to where we thought it would be last year. There seems to be a general buzz in the economy, and we'll follow that. We just got to make sure we're making inspired products for consumers that they want to put in their homes.
All right, Scott. Well, I just want to catch up with you real quick and compliment Shaw on this employee celebration you had around your 50th. Again, by talking to Scott Sandlin, the Vice President of Marketing and Product Design, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloraDaily.net.